You've probably seen the crazy amounts of money spent at high-end art auctions. $81 million for a Mark Rothko, $179 million for a Picasso. Well, now comes a new memoir by an art world insider called The Auctioneer. Simone de Puri is a charismatic figure known as the Mick Jagger of auctions. As NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports, he once tried to compete with the two powerhouses, Christie's and Sotheby's.
An army of waiters dressed in black buzz around tables of young hipsters and older business types. It's just the kind of crowd Simone de Puri savors, a fundraiser for the new museum in New York City.
$95,000. It's against you, sir. Yes! $100,000 we have! $100,000!
In his trademark double-breasted suit, Simone de Puri is a theatrical, sophisticated salesman.
A shaman and a swaggerer.
Ian Denyer followed de Puri around for a year, making a documentary for BBC 4 TV.
He exudes charm. So people are being charmed out of their cash.
And not just in the auction room. To charm wealthy collectors, de Puri travels the globe, visiting mansions and yachts and swanky parties. It helps that he himself is an aristocrat, a Swiss baron.
He is of the people that he works with and represents and sells things to and for. He moves amongst them and therefore has sort of free access to them. We went to parties, I think, in our film, and we had to leave them at the door because as the media, we were simply too filthy to enter.
De Puri grew up in Basel, Switzerland, an art-loving city and home to one of the biggest art fairs in the world. He once wanted to be an artist himself.
And I rapidly had to come to the conclusion that I was not good enough to, make a living out of it. And that's when I felt the next best thing is to make a living out of the art of artists who are good and who are very talented.
After studying art and apprenticing with a dealer, he discovered the excitement of auctions. And he's the first to admit he's got the ego to run them. In his new book, he writes that whenever he saw a podium, he wanted to be on it.
Yes, 180.
De Puri brings the rush of a sports event to the auction room. He spent several years working at Sotheby's in London, Geneva, and Monte Carlo. Life at one of the two big auction houses, Sotheby's or Christie's, is all about convincing private collectors to sell through you and not the other house. De Puri thrived, so much so that in the late 90s, he and a partner did the unthinkable. They tried to take on the big two.
A big challenge was in an industry dominated by a duopoly to try and create a third force.
The new auction house, Phillips de Puri, had a strategy.
I didn't have the means, the financial means, to take on the two houses frontally. So we thought, let's develop areas in which we become the best. So we thought we're going to do contemporary art, emerging contemporary art particularly, design and photography. And in this field, we'll just become the best.
De Puri's new company sold works by edgy artists like Jean-Michel Basquiat and Cindy Sherman. The auction house also had its share of disasters. In his book, De Puri partly blames the financial turmoil that followed 9/11. One journalist called an auction in 2008 a humiliation. The scene was captured by Ian Denyer's film for BBC 4 TV.
The room fails to take the Baron's bait, and he's forced to hiss his least favorite word.
Bust!
The word post means the work has not sold.
There was speculation De Puri's house would crumble. Sotheby's and Christie's have also had disastrous auctions. But a boutique house like De Puri's couldn't withstand them, says Nate Freeman, a senior writer with Art News.
It will always be Sotheby's and Christie's. They are just so cutthroat against each other that it's very hard for a third house to break in to that very, very fierce rivalry between the two of them. And I think at a certain point, Simone realized that.
In 2012, the Russian company that was backing Phillips de Puri bought out all of Simone's shares, and he left the company. But he didn't give up the gavel. He tours the world auctioneering top-dollar charity events. He started an online auction house and hosted a reality TV show that pitted young artists against each other.
Each of you has his own dedicated section of the galleries to install your work.
Amazing.
Simone de Peury has critics, but nobody disputes his knowledge and love of art.
One reason why I chose this profession is that I'm simply obsessed with art. I love looking at great art on a daily basis. And so doing this profession does allow me to see really great art every single day. And that is the beauty of it.
He writes in his book that through the business of art, he gets to be an artist in a dealer's suit. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.